We're live at A Better Way Produce and Nursery on beautiful Stony Point Road in the heart of Roseland, California, in Santa Rosa, California. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the Mobile KS Arto Kitchen set up at the nursery.
Good morning. Really?
Yes.
It is.
It's a virtual kitchen.
It is.
Welcome to the show,
Thank
everybody.
You. Thank
Before
you.
We meet our special guest of honor, you ever been called guest of honor?
No.
Okay. Get real close to the mic.
All right.
John, you're going to be doing another one of these fabulous KS Arto culinary cruises.
Yes, next year. Not this year, but for next year. It's in October 16th to 25th, and we're starting in Athens and sailing around all of the ports of Greece and then going to Corfu and Montenegro and Croatia, ending up in Venice. It's a really fabulous trip, and it's on a cruise line called Oceana, is really one of the best cruise lines in the world, partly because their ships are smaller. I think there are 1,000 people on the ship that we'll be on. And the cool thing is they have, because Jacques Pepin is their culinary guru, guidance guy, they built a hands-on cooking kitchen so that guests can come and will cook with them, but they'll actually make their own food. And I think from a learning standpoint, it's much better if you cook your own than watching some bozo up there demonstrating it or something like that. So it'll be really fun. And so if you're interested in that, be sure, the best way to do it is to email Elise Corey at KSRO at TravelWise, TravelWize.net.
Okay, KSRO at TravelWise, TravelWize.net for information on the cruise.
And the thing about, it may seem like it's a really long way away, and in one sense it is, but if you sign up early, there are all kinds of perks that you get.
Oh, that's
you know, beverage packages, all of that kind of stuff.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, trips, onshore trips, all of that. That won't cost you any more money.
Now, there's dozens of Mother's Day events going on all over the county tomorrow, but there's one that piqued our interest. Tell us about what's happening tomorrow at a special place.
This is a special place, and if people haven't been there, a lot of people haven't been there. It's at McAvoy Ranch. McAvoy is famous, of course, for their absolutely amazing olive oils and now wines that they're making from grapes, most of which are on the property. But it really is one of the most beautiful places in the county. And it used to be that you couldn't go in there unless you were invited or there was a special event or something. But now they have a little tasting room. But what they're going to do this time is open up the whole place and have all kinds of food and wine and all of that. And if you're interested, what you can do is go to McAvoyRanch.com, their website, and sign up for the Mother's Day Patio Party. There's also music and special prices and blah, blah, blah. So it's pretty kind of an event. But mostly it's to see this absolutely gorgeous place. It's just... you drive through the town of Petaluma, and it's just south of Petaluma. It's actually very easy to find, but it's worth doing.
Okay, that's McAvoy Ranch tomorrow.
Yes.
And what's the time? Does it give a time?
From 1 to 4.
1 to 4 tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay, another great thing to do for Mother's Day. I have a question for our listeners. If you wanted to find kimchi sausage-stuffed croissants, where would you go, John Ash? Well, you know the answer.
I do know the answer.
And where would you go to get a seafoam coffee?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one place, I think, in Northern California, and that would be the East Wind Bakery. Doug Quick, co-owner of the bakery, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It was great having you here last October. People were just knocked out by the varieties of pastries and croissants and Thai pot pies and all these one-of-a-kind pastries that you and your business partner Tony Tam have come up with.
Yeah, and we had a really good response after the radio show.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. We had fun too.
Did it start as a pop-up?
No, actually, we started out in farmers markets.
You did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we were both of us cook a lot. Tony was never a baker before. I baked my whole life just, you know, for myself and family and friends. But we started doing it at the farmer's market just to test out the, just see if other people like it other than our friends.
Yeah.
Because, you know, friends can be nice. And it just took off. We got a really good following. We were doing it in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it just took off from there. And then we started looking for a place to put our bakery.
And it is out of the way. If you're not familiar with the Roseland area, it's almost at the end of Sebastopol Road going south. If you go through Roseland, right there at the Fulton Road, isn't
it?
Yeah,
we're actually not even in Roseland. We're at the opposite end of Sebastopol Road from Roseland. We're nearly in Sebastopol.
Yeah.
But it's really worth seeking out. Was it 2015, 16? When did you open up?
2014. It's almost 5 years.
And I remember going in the bakery, and there was a very heated competitive Mahjong game going on one Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, some of those Mahjong players are pretty intense.
Are you still doing Mahjong?
Absolutely. Every Sunday from 2 to 5.
Wow.
So can you learn Mahjong it's a mysterious game to me.
it's a lot like Rummy, but it's with tiles instead of cards.
Yeah, yeah.
And there, you know, there's some odd kind of like gameplay things, but you know, eventually you'll pick it up.
And can you win money?
We don't, you know, we can't do that.
Yeah.
And I thought it was unusual. I think that Sunday I was there, was there ukulele music going on, or am I imagining that?
Yeah, every Sunday morning we have a ukulele player that comes in. Well, there's a ukulele player, two ukulele players, but one of them plays guitar as well, and they sing. It's great.
Oh.
And then occasionally they'll have friends come in and join them. It's really nice.
Well, you were saying before we went on the air that you've been really busy in anticipation of Mother's Day.
Yeah, we didn't really expect it to be busy until Mother's Day, but yesterday was really busy, and today's been busy, and that's what, you know, I was like kind of like trying to get here as quickly as I could.
Are there a lot of pre-orders and stuff?
Yeah, so, and that's part of what was keeping me busy was making cakes, and because we have a little special small Mother's Day cakes, so you can take something nice home to mom.
Uh-huh.
But people are buying pretty much everything. They're, you know, like cupcakes, tarts.
But there's still stuff left. Would it be a good idea?
Yeah. No, we just opened at 9, so there's still lots of stuff, and we're going to be making a lot more.
And are you open tomorrow, Sunday?
Yeah, we're open tomorrow.
Okay, so if people want to order something and pick it up, first thing, can they do that?
Absolutely, yeah. Just it's probably wise to call us ahead, and if you want to pick something
What's the number?
It's 709-6098.
Say again?
709-6098.
Okay, East Wind Bakery, and you're open now 9 to what?
Four.
You've brought an incredible selection of pastries for folks that come by A Better Way Produce and Nursery today during the Good Food Hours to taste. One thing that really surprised me when I first went in the bakery a few years ago was I saw something called milk bread, which is something you just don't see in Sonoma County.
No, you don't see it. Actually, I hadn't even seen any references to it online until recently. America's Test Kitchen is doing milk bread recipes.
Oh, they are? Yeah.
So what is it? It's very different.
Yeah, the only real difference is that the starter is a water roux. They call it tangzhong. And that's kind of the starter, and it helps keep the bread really moist and tender for a long time.
Yeah. And really light.
Yeah,
I mean, it just kind of melts in your mouth.
Well, it's not a seeded bread. It's not a whole grain bread. Yeah. It's not a multigrain. It's a very Japanese style bread, is what I heard
referred
to.
Yeah, the traditional is a white bread, but we make a whole wheat version of it.
Oh, you do?
We do. Yeah.
It's a sandwich bread, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a regular loaf, and you can slice it.
So, what's the most unusual pastry you make in the bakery? Or some of the more unusual ones.
That's a tough one. What's the most unusual? Right now?
Yeah.
Because there's some stuff we have had.
Yeah.
Dumpling? Tony came up with, you know, he was just playing around, and he made a barbecue pork and kimchi bao.
Wow.
And it's really good because the kind of slight sweetness from the barbecue pork and then the kimchi, the spiciness. Perfect.
And what is a bao?
Bao is just Chinese for bun.
Yeah. So it's stuffed with that filling.
Yeah.
All right. And you used to do a Spam one.
We do a Spam Wasabi. Spam Wasabi has become a kind of croissant that we cycle in and out of. We change things just to keep it fresh and interesting, and we introduce new stuff all the time because we can't make everything every day.
So what's the top seller?
Well, barbecue pork bao.
Okay.
Easily. Yeah. Because everybody loves them. We make everything from scratch. We make our own barbecue. We make our own filling with the barbecue. We make our own bao dough. Everything is made from scratch and done fresh daily.
Remarkable. I remember having a garam masala spiced
bun.
That was really dynamite also.
Yeah, garam masala Danish. You wouldn't think that garam masala goes well in a sweet pastry, but it does. It's amazing.
And are you still making those, to me, some of the best I've ever had, those Portuguese/Chinese egg tarts?
They're in the box.
Okay.
I brought them for you.
Put those in my car before anyone has a chance to get them.
All dozen of them.
They're just spectacular. Do you usually only make them on the weekend?
On the weekend. We've started to make them more often during the week as well. They're becoming popular.
Well, I know I talk about them quite a lot. They're one of my faves of all time. And tell us a little bit about your business partner, Tony Tam. What's his background?
Believe it or not, Tony is an engineer. He's, out of college, came out, and he was doing, software initially, but then he was doing chip design, through most of his career. And he'd done that for a long time. And then my background is in art, and I became a designer, and I was working for Adobe Systems. We both started, our own web business. We did that for, 15 years. And believe it or not, the bakery is supposed to be a retirement career. That was a big mistake.
Yeah.
But we love it. We have fun.
And yeah.
But did you both start baking around the same time, or...?
No, I've baked my whole life, like I said, baked with my grandmother, my mom, all of my siblings do, and so I've done it my whole life. Tony is a really good chef, makes amazing Chinese food. Actually, he can make almost any Asian food that he puts his mind to, but he had never had any experience baking, and he kind of started learning. And I just showed him what I knew, and then he always tells people that we learn from YouTube.
From YouTube,
But it's actually a really good resource.
Yeah. What's interesting about that? They talk about the difference between cooks and bakers, and bakers are you. And I guess his training as a software engineer is very good because it's all about science.
Yeah, it is. It's there's a lot of. It's part science, part art, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to know what the dough looks like, what it feels like, what it tastes like. I guess I'm not really that much different than being a chef.
And I had alluded to the seafoam beverage. Is that very popular?
Yeah, actually, it's one of our more popular
drinks.
What
is it?
So seafoam is coffee. It's kind of like a latte, but there's a little bit of sugar and salt in the foam. It's actually whipped cream.
Have you tried that before?
No.
So that's we've had that from the start. We've introduced more recently Chizu cream, which is we blend cream cheese into the seafoam, and it makes it really smooth and creamy, and it's really good. Cheese tea has become a real huge thing in Asia. And when we actually came back from Thailand a couple of years ago, and we read this article about how cheese tea was invading the U.S. We're like, we didn't see it. We didn't see it in Singapore or Thailand.
But you say cheese tea, it's cream cheese.
It's cream cheese.
Yeah.
And is that blended in like in a blender? Is that how you make it?
Well, no. We use a whisk with a mixer with a whisk and blend it in and whip up the cream and with the cream cheese. It's really good.
I've got to try.
It sounds out there.
It sounds strange.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
Is it? Yeah.
A little addictive.
Well, and I bet rich and delicious.
Yes,
and,
absolutely. Yeah.
So do you do breakfast also?
Yeah, we do breakfast. We have a lot of items that you can have for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
We do also sandwiches. We do breakfast sandwiches on our house-made croissant and brioche.
What are some of popular sandwiches?
Barbecue pork kimchi is really popular. We also do a Chinese sausage kimchi sandwich.
Oh, that sounds great also. Wow. Okay, so special events are mainly on Sunday, Mahjong. Are there other things going on during the week?
Occasionally. Just depends. I know that the ukulele player has a group that comes the third Friday of the month, and it's a larger group of ukulele players. It's a lot of fun. A little loud, but it's everybody enjoys it, and you know, there's a lot of great music, and some of them sing. It's fantastic.
Oh. And it's not just Hawaiian.
No. They're playing mostly contemporary songs.
Oh,
there are a few Hawaiian tunes mixed in, but yeah, it's mostly contemporary stuff.
Well, are you a ukulele fan? You must be if you're going to have music.
I used to play guitar when I was in school, and so I've never played ukulele. I've tried, but I really enjoy it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I have a great version. I'm a big fan of ukulele. The Royal. There's a group out of England that has 9 different ukulele players. I'll give you the YouTube site.
Absolutely.
And they do a killer version of Pinball Wizard. The Who song?
That's fantastic.
Oh, and also the theme from The Magnificent Seven.
Wow.
They do that one, too.
On the ukulele.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you got to check it out. Doug Quick is with us from the East Wind Bakery, down there at the end of Sebastopol Road, right before you get to Fulton Road. It is a unique, one-of-a-kind bakery experience. And head there today if you're looking for something for Mother's Day to tomorrow. Or you can show up tomorrow morning, right? You're going to be open for Mother's Day also.
He
and Tony have owned this bakery for the last several years. And as I said, it's really a destination bakery.
And if you want to try some, get out here to the nursery.
Because you brought boxes of some of these fresh-made pastries for us, and you can swing by the nursery right now. We're here. You can open the boxes in momentarily?
Sure.
Okay, people can dive in to the great pastries from East Wind Bakery live today at A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. Come by. Maybe you'll win one of these beautiful 10-inch hanging plants for Mother's Day, and then go pick some pastries for Mother's Day tomorrow. It's going to be a great weekend. Live with Chef John Ash, it's the Good Food Hour on KSRO.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Everyone loves a good story.
I love my mom because she loves me.
Here's a very special love story from E.R. Sawyer Jewelers.
I want to tell her that she's kind and caring and a happy Mother's Day.
And on Mother's Day, we honor her by thinking about what she'd like to do.
Maybe go out to the club and have breakfast there.
And then maybe we can go to our grandma and grandpa's. They'll love it.
And we honor her with gifts.
A flower. Maybe a chocolate.
I would give her a card, and probably I'd find like a truffle around the house or something.
And some gifts come in her favorite colors.
Brown. And pink.
And light blue.
Some gifts are made to last a lifetime.
Necklaces.
Yeah, necklaces sometimes have like pink little stones, gemstones.
Sapphire is blue.
For jewelry that will always take mom back to these special moments, E.R. Sawyer Jewelers.
I want to tell my mom happy Mother's Day.
638 4th Street in the heart of downtown Santa Rosa. E.R. Sawyer Jewelers.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service windows and glass family business that has served Sonoma County since 1960. DJ's makes it easy to replace your old, drafty, hard-to-open windows. Improve the look and value of your home with reliable, energy-efficient Milgard replacement windows. You don't have to worry about disposing of your old windows. DJ Sash and Glass makes it easy to get your home improvement project done. And shower doors and enclosures are just a phone call away at DJ Sash and Glass. DJ specializes in custom shower doors and custom mirrors for your new or replacement bathroom project. Call DJ Sash and Glass today for windows and your shower door replacement. Add a touch of class to your glass with DJ Sash and Glass. 2985 Wilgen Court. Call 546-7344 and online at djsglass.com.
Win a Toyota Tacoma, cash, and more this month at Grayton. Play to enter the Tacomas in Cash giveaway on May 31st. Plus, Multiplier Wednesdays. Get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to $10,000 cash in the wild winning slot tournaments. Sign up for Greaton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GreatonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Join George Adair of Cross Country Mortgage every Wednesday from noon to 12:30 for On Air with George Adair on KSRO. George helps you understand real estate and lending. Whether you're looking to purchase your first home or expanding your real estate holdings, George will help you navigate the world of home loans. George talks with community guests, covers local topics, and shows you how the larger world economy affects your bottom line each Wednesday from noon to 12:30. On Air with George Adair on KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north about 300 or 400 yards of Todd Road in Santa Rosa, you'll find this one-of-a-kind, unique nursery. And we're also featuring some pastries from a one-of-a-kind, unique bakery, Eastwind Bakery. Doug Quick and Tony Tan were the owners of this bakery. Tony is slaving back at the bakery now, is he not?
That's right. I left him behind.
And Doug was able to come in and bring an incredible assortment of unique, one-of-a-kind baked goods. You need to come with a sense of adventure.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Open
yeah.
your palate, your mind, to new tastes and textures.
Well, but you're doing flavors that, I mean, it's like barbecue pork and stuff. Like, who doesn't like barbecue pork?
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff that we have, some people would be familiar with, but we definitely have a selection of items that you won't really find elsewhere.
You won't find anywhere. And did you have any mentors to explore this new style of baking? How did you choose? This is an unusual way to go than your normal bakery that would open.
Well, I've been a fan of Asian pastry for a long time, mostly because they tend to be a little less sweet, and they focus on the fruit in the pastry.
Uh-huh.
The textures tend to be lighter, airier. So there's a lot to love about Asian pastry. I mean, I grew up with more traditional
Midwest
European and American pastries, but I just fell in love with them as soon as I started trying them, and I have never stopped from there. And just wanted to teach myself how to make them.
Well, it is kind of an unknown world, you know. When you think of Asian pastry, you don't think of them actually as in the pastry world, except for buns. You know, that's pretty popular. But.
And there's a lot of play between East and West with some of the pastries. Chinese sponge cake is kind of influenced by European, I think, English sponge cake, but it's very different. The custard tarts, the potat, are originated from the Portuguese through Macau.
I was telling Steve I was in Lisbon last year on the cruise, the KSRO cruise. And theirs are smaller than yours, but they were everywhere, these little custard things. It's have one of those and then you can die.
Yeah.
You developed quite a yen for those.
Yeah, no, they're fantastic.
So, Doug, what is on our platter this morning in front of us?
So we have pork belly croissant, and the pork belly inside is a braised pork belly. It's, if you're familiar with the Chinese dong bo yo, and that's what we make in the inside.
And you raise your own pork.
At
the bakery, right? You don't buy this.
We have pigs in the back. we do everything there from scratch.
So this would be the most savory on the platter this morning.
This is the most savory. Uh-huh. We have bao nuts. We have a chocolate raspberry. It has chocolate custard inside with fresh raspberries.
Ooh.
The orange calamansi bao nut has calamansi glaze with orange custard inside.
Now, calamansi glaze. Calamansi is a citrus.
It is, yeah. More popular in Southeast Asia and the Philippines than it is here.
So do you have your own calamansi fruit that you make this glaze from?
No, we found a source for calamansi juice, and we were shocked because we had a customer that asked us about calamansi and asked if we had ever had it, and I had never tried it. So I went out searching for it, and it turned out that one of our suppliers actually has like real frozen, unconcentrated, like perfect calamansi juice. It's fantastic. So we started making everything with it. I make curd with it. I make glazes with it. And we make a juice. We sell a juice in our bakery that's Kalamazoo juice.
A Kalamazoo juice?
Mm. Yes.
Where else are you going to find that? This looks just beautiful.
Isn't it? I took a bite already of this. And this is done with the milk dough, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it's so...
It's similar.
Yeah.
Same process, similar, slightly different recipe for the bao. They're a little more airy. Mm-hmm. Because they're smaller, mm-hmm. they can hold up to the...
Just lovely. And it looks like some type of cookie. What is
this? That's a Nutella chocolate chip cookie.
Nutella chocolate chip cookie.
Very popular in the bakery. Mm-hmm. They fly off the shelves.
Whoa. That's... Do they have Nutella in Asia?
No, that's just one of our... I like Nutella. You know.
Yeah, I like it. Come on.
Yeah. And then the other cookie we have there is...
This one here?
That's a Taiwanese specialty. It's a pineapple cake. It's so a pineapple filling inside with a shortbread on the outside.
And it's a pineapple filling with a shortbread crust.
Yes.
And that's popular in Taiwan?
I think it originated in Taiwan.
Well,
you can find them... everywhere. Mm.
Well, you know, I probably shouldn't take a break now, but I'm going to because I need to taste something. So we're going to take a break. It's the bottom of the hour.
I have one quick question for you.
Sure.
What about mooncakes? Do you ever make them?
Mooncakes? No, we don't. Oh, we've talked about it, and we've had customers ask about them, so that's definitely...
Well, I guess if you're an Asian-inspired bakery, they would think, you've got to have Chinese New Year's mooncakes. Mm-hmm.
But there are so many Asian pastries. Mm-hmm. You can't make it all.
You can't. I guess not.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So, we try to introduce new stuff, and mooncake might be in the future. We never know.
Stick around. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Doug, and we're going to meet our ice cream... Maven of the morning, and it's great that he's able to join us in the next few minutes.
Is Maven a gender term?
I don't know, or is it?
I don't know.
We'll find out. John Ash in the KSRO kitchen, joining me, Steve Garner, live at A Better Way Produce and Nursery, a one of a kind nursery. If you've not been here, for heaven's sake, this is a great weekend to stop by and a great hour to stop by, because we will feed you if you stop by, thanks to Doug and Tony of Eastwind Bakery, and also Jorge Alcazar from Frozen Art, the great ice cream emporium on Sebastopol Road in the heart of Roseland, as we celebrate a beautiful spring morning here in Santa Rosa. We'll be back after this. It's KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Hi, I'm Jeff Davis of KSRO's On the Wine Road. I've been in radio and audio production my entire adult life. I could tell years of wearing headphones has caused some hearing loss, so I thought a hearing test might be a good idea. I went to Park Place Hearing Center in Petaluma, and though it turns out my hearing has only been slightly affected, the owner, Dennis, offered me two state-of-the-art hearing devices to try. These things are incredible. You can control the volume, the environment, and low-end and high-end settings from your smartphone. And the best part is, and I know you're concerned about this, no one noticed I was wearing them.
My name is Dennis Tobin, the owner of Park Place Hearing Center. I've been in the industry for over 30 years. If you suspect you have hearing loss, come on in for a free hearing test and a free demonstration of the latest products.
Stop in and see Dennis at Park Place Hearing Center and take advantage of their free hearing test. I guarantee you'll be as surprised with the technology as I am. They're in Petaluma and San Rafael, and parkplacehearing.com.
Everyone loves a good story.
I love my mom because she loves me.
Here's a very special love story from E.R. Sawyer Jewelers.
I want to tell her that she's kind and caring in a happy Mother's Day.
And on Mother's Day, we honor her by thinking about what she'd like to do.
Maybe go out to the club and have breakfast there. And then maybe we can go to our grandma and grandpa's. They'll love it.
And we honor her with gifts.
A flower. Maybe a chocolate.
I would give her a card, and probably I'd find like a truffle around the house or something.
And some gifts come in her favorite colors.
Brown and pink
and light blue.
Some gifts are made to last a lifetime.
Necklaces.
Yeah, necklaces sometimes have like pink little stones, gemstones.
Sapphire is blue.
For jewelry that will always take mom back to these special moments. E.R. Sawyer Jewelers.
I want to tell my mom happy Mother's Day.
638 4th Street in the heart of downtown Santa Rosa. E.R. Sawyer Jewelers.
Celebrate mom this Mother's Day with memory gifts by Shutterbug Camera Shop in Santa Rosa. Special metal prints, canvas prints, photo books, and custom cards make the perfect gift. While you're here, check out the new selection of Canon, Sony, Nikon, and Olympus cameras. Happy Mother's Day from the team at Shutterbug Camera Shop on Santa Rosa Avenue north of Todd and ShutterbugCamera.com.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trujillo.
And folks, hear me on the radio from time to time, because I am a spokesperson for, among other things, A Better Way. And I'm the manager of the radio station.
So there's
lots of reasons for me to speak on the radio about products and services that I endorse. And I met Daniel, first of all, probably at the fairgrounds when he was picking up his umpteenth gold medal. There's nobody that's received more gold medals at the Hall of Flowers than this gentleman. But Daniel Gibbs, and we bumped into each other out here at a remote a couple of months ago, Daniel. Yeah. And I said to you at the time, I said, I just moved into this new home, and my previous home had a beautiful Santa Rosa plum tree in the backyard that I missed terribly. And you said to me, let me put one in for you.
That's correct. Yeah.
And so Daniel and his team came out, gave me a bunch of great ideas for my backyard. It's a really cool backyard that just needs some good touches and some creativity. And he installed planted a Santa Rosa plum tree that already has plums on it, which is amazing. They bear fruit pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And tell me some of the other things you put in the backyard to kind of bring the color out for me.
Well, we moved some of your roses around to get them in a little better position so they bloom good. And then we put in several ground covers for you and different types of shrubs.
Morning glories on the ground. They're beautiful.
Yeah, morning glories. And we did an Akuba croton. And we did a guava tree for you.
The guava tree is spectacular. That's one of my absolute landmarks in the yard. And I just want to tell everybody that's listening this today, first of all, come on out here. We've got great pastries, and we've got just a wonderful group of folks that can help you. Everything's in bloom. We're at A Better Way Nursery. You're right on Stony Point. Give us the address again.
3615 Stony Point Road.
And folks, I will tell you, if you have any work you want to have done in your backyard or just to get some creative ideas, Daniel also specializes in water features, and you'll see some great examples out here. So anyway, I didn't want to bump in too much on Steve and John's time here, but I wanted to give a shout out to you, and thanks for all you did for me.
Well, thank you for being such a great customer.
We'll see you at the fairgrounds, okay?
Thank all right. you, Michael, and thank you, Daniel. If you are coming to, I couldn't think of a better pairing with your pastries, Doug, than the exotic ice cream flavors from Jorge Alcazar of Frozen Art. Good morning, and thank you for coming in, Jorge. This is great to have you on the show today.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So we were just talking about this calamansi. Is that something that you do?
No. Well, we do use a lot of tropical fruits mm-hmm. from Southeast Asia and Latin America. We haven't used the calamansi, at least not yet.
Not yet. and Frozen Art is located at 500 Sebastopol Road in the heart of Roseland. It's the most unique ice cream shop in Sonoma County. I think he started, 8-9 years ago here in Santa Rosa?
Santa Rosa, yes. 2011 was when we first started, but we've been doing this for a little longer than that.
So would you talk about the history of Mexican ice creams? They're the best.
Yeah,
I mean, it's such a fabulous...
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, we kind of compare it to, I guess that the closest thing will be like tequila, you know, it grows in a certain region to be called tequila. There's this little town in the state of Michoacán called Tocumbo, which is really quite small. It was back then probably just 2,000, you know, inhabitants there. And this is in the early 50s, late 40s, when someone just goes to Mexico City, kind of learns the process of making these frozen pops and ice cream, and goes back to town. And of course, they're like, you know what? I think this is going to be a big thing. We got to get on it. And everybody knows each other. Everybody's related also one way or another. And they're like, all right, let's do this. And then my dad's generation was the following one. And everyone in that town is just involved in the ice cream business one way or another. They either have ice cream stores all over Mexico, Latin America, Europe now, or they make the equipment or anything that is involved in the ice cream business. And it's just such a big thing that there's always, every December, there's a fair, the ice cream fair for about a week, and all the stores in town just give out free ice cream to everyone. They crown a queen of ice cream. They have a monument that is about 50 feet high, that it's a popsicle and an ice cream cone, and the scoop, it's supposed to resemble the earth, and just how these La Michoacana ice cream spread out all over the world. So it's a big deal back in the hometown.
You
of
should
my
lead
dad.
A tour there, John.
Oh my goodness, yeah. That's very good. Your shop has more both flavors that people are familiar with, but also you drive around the Bay Area to find exotic fruits and things I've never heard of.
Yeah, we have that's the liberty of just making your own product. You know, like Eastwind Bakery, when you make your own stuff, you got the liberty to do whatever you want, really. But you got to also have the things that people ask for. Mm-hmm. But we got about 42 flavors at all times for ice cream, about the same for popsicles, ice cream, and whatnot. So we got all kinds of flavors from, like, the maple bacon to, you know, the ube, which is the Japanese purple yam, we have a wide array of flavors to just, if you go in there and you not find anything that you like, then maybe you have a problem with ice cream. I think we cover all bases with all the flavors that we have.
What did you bring in this morning for folks to taste?
So we got mini popsicles. These are all dairy-free frozen fruit bars. And we got today raspberry, we got mango, we got pineapple, we got a hibiscus, which is the flower. We usually make aguas frescas with it, but it's considered a tea. Mm-hmm. And we brought the popsicles because, I mean, the weather is finally agreeing with us. We thought it's easier also to hand out to the people stopping by.
So these are mini. They're about the size of a thumb?
Yeah, they're about
like
an ounce each. So folks love them because instead of having the 4-ounce size of a popsicle and just get one flavor, they can have at least four of, you know, different ones. So that's our trick.
Do you always have these at the shop also?
We always have the mini popsicles at the shop. They're upon availability because they are really a hot commodity at the store.
So you also have, what are they, paletas? They're called,
the paletas.
Which are the bigger ones.
Yes.
That are the similarly very exotic flavors.
Yeah, we use a lot of fruits that are from Latin America. And also, the fact that they're tropical fruits, they're also popular in Southeast Asia. Some condiments that are also popular in Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we cover all palates. Mm. You know, that there's many fruits that are very popular with the Latino market and the Asian market. Choice, but if you don't have a good vanilla, maybe you should. So,
and in what about the dairy-free ones, the most popular ones?
For dairy-free, anything with chili. With chili, yeah, like pineapple chili, cucumber chili, mango chili, those are the top sellers. Mm. Other than that, cool flavors like the honeydew mint, watermelon, cantaloupe, those kind of cool flavors on the palate.
So you have the dairy-free and the cream-based ones,
yes.
The paletas, in stock almost all the time.
Pretty much all the time.
It's just a remarkable ice cream shop. And do you do mobile caterings if someone wants to hire you to go out to a party or something?
We do not do catering. Oh. We used to, but to tell you the truth, we're just so busy at the storefront. Mm-hmm. And we do also a wholesale production that we're pretty much sustaining about other 10 ice cream stores and whatnot. So, but we do offer, you know, special orders for your parties and events and whatnot.
And hours?
Hours are 7 days a week, 11:30 in the morning to 8:30 p.m.
So yeah. If somebody wanted to buy something for Mother's Day, which is tomorrow, what would you recommend?
I'd say one of the popular ones for Mother's Day, we brought it today. It's a honey lavender ice cream, wow. A rose petal. That honey lavender, though, is very sought after. Apparently, we do know that other ice cream stores do make it, but only seasonally, and we have it year-round. So that's one of the popular ones, the rose petal. And if they just want to take a break and maybe have someone babysit their kids, we have the tequila.
Yeah.
We have the whiskey vanilla bean, rum raisin, Merlot chocolate chip, and, you know. Just put their feet up and have some ice cream.
Ice cream artisan Jorge Alcazar is our special guest this half hour, joining Doug Quick from Eastwind Bakery. Jorge owns Frozen Art, the best ice cream in town. It's on Sebastopol Road in the heart of Roseland. You must experience his ice creams. And you brought a few little ice creams, didn't you, for this
What's
morning?
That again?
Did you bring some ice creams this
yes,
morning?
Yes, we did. Oh, we bought four flavors.
Well, let's taste a little ice cream when we come back, John. What do you say?
I think we
Doug,
we
would
should.
You join us in an
Absolutely.
Ice cream tasting?
No,
okay. Live at A Better Way Nursery and Produce. Please come by and try these fresh fruit paletas, these mini pops that are brought by Jorge from a Frozen Art. Could you, pass these out to people. Walk around with these and pass them out. And also some of these great pastries that Doug has brought in from Eastwind Bakery. And it's just to celebrate spring at A Better Way Nursery and Produce. I'm Steve Garner with Chef John Ash in the kitchen. It's KSRO.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk. KSRO.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. Find a wide selection of garden starts, Savor Farm fresh eggs, and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, and asparagus. Enjoy farm-to-table almonds, walnuts, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. Multiple food vendors are serving up an excellent breakfast and lunch using farm fresh products. Minhee's Korean Cuisine, The Green Grocer, Mi Fiesta's Fresh Tamales, and a whole lot more. Santa Rosa's original farmer's market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmer's Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
How do you like your pizza?
I like my pizza with extra cheese, pepperoni, Italian sausage, and mushroom.
I love Hawaiian pizza. Aloha. Whatever kind of pizza you like, Mountain Mike's Pizza has a deal for you.
Need some help catering your business meeting or family gathering? Let Mountain Mike's deliver pizza and chicken wings so you don't get stuck in the kitchen. You can also have your fundraising or birthday parties at Mountain Mike's Pizza.
Mountain Mike's has all your favorite toppings so you can create a pizza just the way you like it. Mountain Mike's delivers all day long. Order your pizzas for the business meeting, office party, or to your home. Mountain Mike's always delivers them hot and fresh.
Two locations in Santa Rosa and Rohnert Park, Windsor, Healdsburg, Petaluma, Novato. Love eating outdoors? Then try the new patio dining at the corner of Montgomery and Mission Boulevard in Santa Rosa. For a location near you, go to mountainmikes.com. Mountain Mike's Pizza, because you're worth it.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Broadcasting live from A Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road in Sebastopol, in the heart of Roseland off Sebastopol Road. That's where we're located at the nursery. About a quarter mile, 400 or 500 yards north of Todd Road, if you're looking for where the nursery is, do stop by. We're tasting great ice creams and paletas, mini frozen fruit pops, courtesy of Jorge Alcazar from Frozen Art Ice Cream in the heart of Roseland, a local family-owned ice cream business. They actually began in the ice cream capital of Mexico, in Tacumba, in the Michoacan area of Mexico. So what's our first ice cream, Jorge?
So the first one you're put it in your mouth. So it's honey lavender.
Oh.
And I really like that one because...
You like it, Doug?
It's not too strong on the palate. Mm-hmm. It's kind of subtle, and then you get the lavender notes after...
Because lavender can overpower if you get too much of that.
And so it's bitter as well.
How do you do? Do you make it as a tea?
Yeah, of course. We use the all-natural lavender flour. Mm. We make tea out of it, and then we mix it with the honey to counterbalance, mm-hmm. you know, the lavender bitterness.
It's delicious. It's not bitter at all.
It's one of those flavors that people really, the moment they find out, I can't remember exactly where the farm is, but about a couple of weeks ago, they grow lavender, and because they grow lavender, a local farm here in Santa Maria County, they make honey because of the bees, of course. And the moment they found out, do you have honey lavender? Can I please get four tubs of it? And why not? We're going to have a festival. And they were just serving it to their customers. But
this is fantastic. Yeah. Lavender, exactly. Mm-hmm. When it's too strong, it can almost be like soap.
Yeah.
But this is just amazing.
Yeah, it's one of those that I really do like. I can top it, you know, on the apple pie, and they just put a little bit of that in.
Oh, yeah.
The next flavor, Jorge?
So the next one...
You just pass it around. We'll just pick
this
up.
This is the Merlot chocolate chip. So
wow.
If you can have alcohol, don't have that one.
Okay. But, I'm not driving.
So that one is, of course, being in wine country, we decided to do something with wine. And what's better than just having red wine with some chocolate? So that one does have alcohol. You can probably just pick up the little crystals in it just because of the fact that he has a full bottle of wine.
So isn't that difficult to do? Because alcohol acts like antifreeze, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you got to get the ratios right. Exactly because of the fact that alcohol just doesn't freeze as well. You know, the fact that wine has less alcohol content per volume, it's a little easier to handle. But like the tequila or the whiskey, vanilla bean, that one you have to get your... It's all about trial and error, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just pour a little too much in there and it just won't hold, so...
And it's a beautiful color, too. Is that from the Merlot?
The natural color, that the Merlot pretty much just puts on it.
What's the next ice cream?
And this other one is... It was supposed to be just a... kind of like a flavor of the month, but people will get upset the moment they will come to the store and they didn't find it, that we just have it as a regular now.
Do you ever have that at the bakery, Doug?
Absolutely.
and that was the main reason why we have 45 flavors. We started with just two freezers, 24 flavors, and we had to keep adding because our regular flavors, the list kept growing. And this is the spicy Mexican chocolate. So it's a little on the sweet side, but you're going to get... People think that the spicy part of it is just cinnamon, but we actually add cayenne pepper.
So I'm getting it.
Yes, exactly.
It kind of hits you.
You're going to get the kick afterwards in the back of your mouth, a little bit on the throat, but it's one of those things that...
It takes a few seconds for the cayenne to come on.
You get the kick, and then you're like, I got to have another sprinkle because I got the kick. And at the end of the day,
you get the
full scoop. So
Doug's liking it. He's nodding his head.
Well, we do a Mayan seafoam coffee, and it has chocolate.
It's like, you know, the Mayans, you know, they consider this, you know, the
that's right
for the gods, right?
They were, and also only for men. Women couldn't have chocolate.
It's for everyone and kids too. So but you get the almond notes in it, the cinnamon, the Mexican chocolate,
really complex,
and then the cayenne
pepper.
This
is probably the very most complex flavor, or
the ones we have. There are some fruits that really give you quite different notes, especially the tropical ones that we have. Like we have a tropical fruit that is called mamey, and this one, it's got floral notes, it's got licorice notes, and some of them are just so singular that sometimes it's just hard to compare them to other things. We also have another one called Nanse, and that one gives you like pineapple and coconut notes to it. So
what's the name of the fruit?
Nanse. Some people think it's we've got some customers of had combined. It's like, that's my last name. It's Nanse. And it's like,
Nance, right?
Exactly, Nanse. And it always depends also from what region of the planet you are, what country you are, because some people just call these fruits with different names and
whatnot.
But some of the tropical flavors, I'd say, are the ones that have just quite different profiles.
And where do you get them? Where do you find them?
Many of them, we have to get them in the Bay Area. The reason being because, of course, customs doesn't just let anything through. That it's, you know, if you want to get the actual fruit, you kind of got to go San Diego area, LA area. But this far north, you the only way you can get it is like in special cases that they might have, you know, have gotten a hold of, or the actual frozen fruit, like, you know, Doug was talking about, that you can get your hands on, that it's just, just not altered, just actual frozen fruit. But some of them do actually come from Southeast Asia. A lot of the ones that we have are from Mexico, some from El Salvador, Costa Rica, and Guatemala. Yeah.
So there's a company in the Napa Valley called Perfect Puree.
Do you know? Work with them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Use their ginger. Before.
Yeah. They have some interesting purees that they offer.
And do you have a real all American flavor still? The Elvis?
Oh yeah. Well, we have you know, of course. Well, my favorite, I'll tell you, is the Rocky Road. That's just that's my go-to. I like biting on things. So a Rocky Road. It's one of my favorite ones, and yeah, we got, you know, the strawberry, the vanilla, strawberry cheesecake, and apparently some people tell us that other ice cream stores don't carry this anymore, but we find it on Rum Raisin.
Yeah.
It's such a quite popular one that other ice cream stores will carry it, but yeah, that one is a quite popular one, and we have it too.
I think I'm going for the ube when I...
Japanese jam.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Ube is a purple yam.
A purple yam.
Do you ever work with that?
Yeah, we make those flavors as well. We have another popular one, cardamom almond, which is, you know, cardamom, but they use it a lot in either Nordic recipes or Indian dishes. Mm-hmm. So the floral flavors are very popular also. Mm-hmm. So, you know, rose petal, the lavender, the cardamom. We just cover all bases with our flavors.
It's such a treat to go there. I take my grandkids there.
Once a week. I'll tell you, I don't want to say it, but John is one of our top customers there. Not because of him, but, you know, the grandchildren. Yeah. So
are there any...
And they can't stop. You know, they want another and another.
So are there any new flavors you're experimenting on right now?
New flavors? Well, we just made one with Thin Mints. Because, you know, the Girl Scout cookies, my fiance, one of her best friend's daughter is selling or was selling Girl Scout cookies. And then she just gets home. It's got like these three big old boxes. Like, sorry, I couldn't contain myself and I can't eat them. Can you make an ice cream?
No.
And her favorite ones are the Thin Mints, so that's what she got. So we made a Thin Mint ice cream.
So does it have little chunks of Thin Mints?
Yes.
That is wild.
It's a chocolate-based ice cream with the Thin Mints, and that's the one I'm eating right now.
So that's the one, that's how she became your fiancé. Huh? You bought up all her...
I'm assuming, you know, now she gets ice cream for life, so...
Do you have that one at the store now?
We do have it right now, yeah.
Thin Mint ice cream, wow, that's wild.
That's the newest flavor.
I like cajeta.
The cajeta, the Mexican caramel. So that one is...
You like that one, yes, Doug?
Absolutely.
Very popular. And the difference with the Mexican caramel is that the caramel itself is made with goat milk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And that one is very rich. The texture is it's also very rich. So you get this even almost gelato-like ice cream.
So
we're out of time.
We are.
That's it.
You have to come back and talk about the difference between ice cream and gelato.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're down to the last 60 seconds. Thank you, Jorge Alcazar.
Thank you.
On ice cream, just Wunderkind, I think.
Yeah.
The
word. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come up with words.
Yeah.
What's your...
From 500 Sevastopol Road. It's right there in the heart of Roseland on Sevastopol Road. Go by. He's always there making ice cream and enjoy his flavors. And before, you got to stop by East Wind Bakery at the other end of Sevastopol Road,
right,
at the south end, and visit Doug and Tony at their fabulous bakery. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
You made it a joyous Good Food Hour. Thank you, John Ash. We'll see you next week back at the radio station. And thanks.
Oh, shoot.
and thanks so much to A Better Way Produce and Nursery for hosting us. Come out and visit this incredible, magical place on Stony Boat Road. This is KSRO.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Great deal. President Trump imposing tariffs.